you can be free from fear.
Living Courageously, now available wherever books are sold, or order your copy today at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Some of us, on your job, God's going to give you insight. Come on, see, insight into things. I sense this right now. Insight into things that's going to eventually cause promotion. You see, Joseph, it wasn't him just interpreting a dream that promoted him. That was part of it. But read the rest of the story. He told Pharaoh what he needed to do. First 7 years, do this. Next 7 years, do this. And then Pharaoh said, is there anyone greater that we could put this gold chain around? You'll be only beneath me in my kingdom. See, he had a solution. God's going to keenly give you awareness that other people ain't going to see. Somebody receive that. All right. Let me say this too. We are going to live above the natural order of things. We will be able to defy facts and information that is contrary to or conflicting with truth. And by having wisdom, we'll be able to do this by having wisdom beyond our years. As I mentioned earlier, Sarah had beauty beyond natural beauty. It was not natural. The Lord was sustaining her beyond the natural said everything goes south, right? But God said, no, I'm going to sustain you with a beauty. Beyond the years, I'm going to sustain you. Listen, God going to sustain some of us with soundness of mind. When people say you're supposed to be losing it, God going to start sharpening you, making you more aware, more keen. You may not have a lot of education. God will educate you. God will make you sound like you got a college education. And know what you're talking about at the same time. Come on, but the truth will defy the natural order. Amen. I said this earlier, our physical body can get stronger and stronger. Not necessarily weaker and weaker. Do you believe that? Maybe you haven't ever thought about faith for that. My faith is for that. To not get weaker and weaker and more out of it. No, but to be strong and firm and continuing on in the things of God. You understand what I mean? Until that ripe time where God says, okay, your course is finished. And not just fading out and retiring. And come on, Joshua and Caleb are an example. They went through two generations, but they said, my strength, I'm just as strong to finish my work. Amen? All right. I want to say some things to you, and then I'm going to close because my time is just about up here. Tell someone, we're going to defy a natural order by rising in truth. Truth will set us free from that order. In order to do that, we have to build precept upon precept. You can't have pockets of unbelief. You can't have pockets of doubt and fear. You can't have pockets where you're thinking like this and you know you're thinking contrary to what God is thinking. You can't have that stuff. You got to go precept upon precept. How many know God can change you? Hello, in this temple, in this earthen vessel, the Holy Ghost can have his way. So there are measures and levels of anointing that cause the reality of scriptures to change for us. Let me say that again. There are measures and levels of anointings that cause the reality of the scriptures to change for us. How many honestly feel like, if I can use the word feel like you're more anointed than you were 2-3 years ago? You feel a greater anointing, a greater grace. Well, that's how it works. There's another measure, but what it does, it causes the reality of the scripture to become more and more real. Are you hearing? You start to see the reality. Because see, scripture is truth. And as you see more and more scripture become reality, it sets you freer and freer. Amen. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There's a generation coming that's going to walk in an anointing that has never been walked in before. There's a generation that will rise, that will walk in an anointing that has never been known by mankind before, including Peter, John, Paul, James, those guys. They handled and touched Jesus, but there's anointing coming to the earth, coming up through the church that they didn't walk in. And with that anointing, you're going to move into a spiritual territory that defies natural order. I wish I had some believers here today. We're talking about everything that this day truly represents. The fact that Jesus defied death, conquered death, our last enemy. He'll destroy it one day, but he conquered it. And so it has no dominion over us that are born again. So everything that death has to do with, just sweep it under the rug. We through with that. Game over. We are about life. We are about rising. We are about breaking through. We are about increasing. We are about a kingdom that has come. We are about rising above and beyond. Amen. Yes, there are facts. There's no generation that has had to face what we face. But there's no generation that has walked in this type of anointing either. Amen. One day some of y'all will get it. I'm going to wind this up because, and I won't get to all, we'll continue this. There are revelations coming. And I love the revelation of God. You know, I've always, all my life, been like that. I always like new things. You know, sometimes you can get obsessed with that, but I like new things. I like to hear God say something that I've never heard before. And then you compare it with truth, and you know how relevant it is. And you understand what I mean? It's always revelation. But there's a revelation coming to the church, listen to me, that has no earthly parallel. You know, Jesus used a lot of parables. Things that people could identify with, you know, sowing and reaping and, you know, this time, seed time, harvest time. People can identify with that. But there's revelation coming that has no earthly parallel. Jesus said it this way, if I have told you of earthly things and you cannot, I'm going to say it my way, and you can't grasp it or understand it or receive it, how can I speak to you about heavenly things that have no earthly parallel? But I'm telling you, there's revelation that's going to begin to flow to the church of God throughout the earth that has no earthly parallel. It cannot be explained. We have no reference point except truth, except Jesus himself. Hello? Let me give you one real quick, and we'll finish up here because we have to. But That parallel is found in, or that truth, or that revelation is found in Amos chapter 9 and verse number 13. I'm telling you, there's coming an anointing on a generation of people that will be so great that the natural order of things will no longer apply. Now, they'll apply on the world because they're bound, they're limited by fact, but not the spiritual man. I believe, even though we've seen it down through the centuries, that men had been translated. I've read stories of them, true stories of men of God translated. In other words, they're sitting in a service here in Fort Pierce, and God chooses to translate them, and they wind up in another state, in another country, in another whole environment. God just translates them. You think God can't do that? Hello? See again, because we're so crowded by facts, sometimes we allow that, we starve that spirit, man, and he gets real puny. Don't you know these movies that are being made, they don't even touch this dimension. But we look at, whoa, you know, look at all that excitement, all that amazing stuff. That's not a drop in the bucket to this dimension that we're talking about. There was an angel standing before God, receiving a message. He left God and appeared before the person that he was to deliver the message to. He said, I, Gabriel, who stand in the presence of God, just that quick. Let me. Amos 9:13, do we have that? Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper. And the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. In other words, the principle here, the concept there, the plowman overtaking the reaper. The plowman represents, you know, you're plowing to sow seed. The reaper is the one that's harvesting. Well, how is the plowman going to overtake him? Except it become one season. You see, the world has been known by four seasons: summer, winter, spring, and autumn. But I want to give you another season, because number five represents grace. And there's a grace coming. Not something we've earned, but it's a kairos, a grace. And it's called due season, where every time you wake up, it's your season. Everywhere you go, it's your season. Everything you touch is your season. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's extraordinary, and it's coming from God, because it's time now. It's time now for the church to rise above all of our limitations, all of our shortcomings, all of the blockage, and rise into that realm of the extraordinary.
We have come to the close of part 25 of The Faith Crisis, The Truth Makes You Free. Seed has to be sown in a good and patient heart. Our faith puts pressure on the soil to produce a good harvest. Whatever we see today will be changed by a higher order. Ephesians 2:6 says, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Saints are not bound by the natural order. The word of God is filled with promises for his children of obedience, and those who walk by faith and not by sight.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.